more of Lake Effect Now on WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke. The art form known as burlesque has a distinctly American influence, and within its American heritage, burlesque owes much to a Midwestern influence. That aspect is especially on display in an exhibit now open at the Charles Alice Art Museum in Milwaukee. Dr. Anna Marie Sawkins is one of the guest curators of the exhibit, and she explained to Bonnie North about her interest and about how burlesque makes for an art exhibit.
So it was really through friends that I met Amber Ray, who is from Milwaukee and is a professional burlesque performer based in New York. And initially the idea was to do a solo exhibition of her work, her costumes, her photographs, playbills, etc. And then it was decided sort of mutually to expand the exhibition to put her into a broader context. So hence the history of burlesque in America from Lydia Thompson to Amber Ray.
It's fascinating because it's had such a long and storied career, as it were, but it's gone in phases. I mean, there was sort of the heyday. I think of the heyday of burlesque being in the 20s and 30s, you know, sort of vaudeville, you know, and then there's been the renaissance of it. So it's just fascinating to me that it covers so much time.
It's a huge, rich, long, very fascinating history. And that was one of the great parts of working on this project, was just learning all of the ins and outs of burlesque.
So tell me a little bit about what you learned. I mean, obviously there are the costumes and the various things. And burlesque is distinguished from stripping, isn't it? A burlesque performer is not necessarily a striptease artist, or are they?
Well, it's a fine line, but there's certainly more the suggestion in burlesque than there is the actual nudity, let's say.
Okay. Tell me a little bit more about the kinds of things that make up the exhibition. We're looking at actual costumes that people wore and photographs. And
yes, there are 8 costumes in the exhibition. There are also photographs, archival photographs from 1868 to present. There's also programs, ephemera from burlesque. And there's a whole gallery dedicated to art that was created by people inspired by burlesque. There's a major painting by Ed Paschke from 1973 called Janina. There's 3 prints by Reginald Marsh. There's photographs by Gary Winogrand, and a wonderful series of large format photographs by Katharina Bose, who's a German-American artist who has photographed some of the major stars of neo-burlesque.
So talk about the difference between sort of the old style and the neo-burlesque. Is it new just because it sort of got revived?
There was a period in the history of burlesque where burlesque was it. I mean, everybody was going to the theater to see burlesque, and theaters were even built just for burlesque. And it's no longer the mainstream that it was, but it has influenced all the major forms of entertainment today.
So how does Amber Ray think about what she does? I mean, you must have talked about this as you were pulling this together. Does she talk about why she does it?
Oh, yes. Amber is fabulous. She gave a great performance at the opening at the Charles Alice standing room only crowd. And she talked a lot about being a burlesque performer and how it was very empowering to her. She makes her own costumes. She's demanded around the world to give classes and to perform. And she's just very liberated, the sort of new face of burlesque, if you will.
When you were pulling this together and talking with her and looking at the history of it, was it always seen as and felt as empowering by the women who performed in it? Or was there ever a time when it was really looked down on?
No, I don't think so. The biggest name in burlesque in the past certainly was Gypsy Rose Lee, and she was enormously successful, both in terms of popularity, and she made an incredible amount of money. And there were less opportunities for women in the work world in the past, and so burlesque, the theater, was a way for them to become empowered. And I think some of that is still true today.
So as you looked at from 1868 to the modern day, how has it changed and how hasn't it changed? Are the types of routines that women do the same? And do men ever do this?
There are similarities to the past in the sense that modern burlesque performers have taken inspiration from some of the great stars of burlesque, such as Dixie Evans and Tempest Storm and others. And some of the routines are revamped, let's say, like the Fan Dance is a classic that appears again and again. There's also new aspects to burlesque today. It's more aerobic, it's more physical, it's more theater. It's today you see both modern performers drawing from the past, but then also adding more theatrics, more acrobatics.
Okay, yeah, pushing the envelope of it a little bit.
Right, and
yeah.
There are definitely men performing. It's called boylesque. And
see, I didn't know that. That's really interesting. So that's a change because this historically has been female, hasn't it?
Yes, but part of burlesque was always the comics and the comic routines. And as opposed to vaudeville, where it was clean family fun, in burlesque you had more innuendos and sexual entendres and plays on words and things like that. That was more
adult.
Adult, yes. Thank you.
Say that in a very, very genteel way.
Right.
When you were pulling the pieces together for this exhibition, was there more than you could even possibly think about exhibiting?
Oh yeah, some of the collectors were great. Normally, you might ask a collector what do they have in their collection, and if I asked that, they would turn around and say, "What do you want?" Because they had so much. I mean, some of these collectors have thousands of photographs and lots of ephemera from the burlesque era or from history.
What were your criteria for deciding what was going to be in this particular exhibition?
Well, one thing I did do was to travel to see collections. And in Alexandria, Virginia, I met Janelle Smith, who has a wonderful collection of burlesque photographs. And we went through many of her photographs together and talked about it. I also wanted there to be a Milwaukee component to this. So I was able to find a photograph of Gypsy Rose Lee performing in Milwaukee at the Milwaukeean Club. And it's just this great photograph because they've made a stage out of the bar area. And she actually complained about that, but was nevertheless making $4,000 a week in 1946 and complained she was making only a bare living.
So what else are you working on? I mean, this is up and running now. I'm sure you've got something else down the pipeline.
Yes, I have another exhibition opening at the Villa Terrace called Hidden Treasures, Art Nouveau and Arts and Crafts in Our Midst. And it's actually a local collection of Art Nouveau and Arts and Crafts that I'm really excited to present to the Milwaukee public. And it opens on June 25th at the Villa Terrace.
Talk a little bit more about what that's going to involve. What are we talking about? Objects? We're talking about prints and paintings? What kinds of things? Mix of things?
That exhibition will have decorative arts in a range of mediums, and as well as two-dimensional work, lithographs, posters, and some paintings and drawings.
Is there a Milwaukee component to that as well? Is this, you said it's a local collection, but are the objects themselves from the area or are they from all over?
The collection is largely European.
Oh,
though,
nice.
Though there is work by Tiffany as well, Tiffany Studios.
And you can't go wrong with Tiffany.
No.
No, never. Well, Anna Marie, it is always a pleasure to see you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's great to be here.
Anna Marie Sawkins is one of two guest curators for the Charles Alice Museum's exhibit, More on Less, The History of Burlesque in America from Lydia Thompson to Amber Ray. The exhibit is open through July 5th. Anna Marie Sawkins spoke with Bonnie North. Money down.